In the face-to-face class, we pass out the car ownership costs handout and ask people to guess how to rank the costs from highest to lowest. And then we take a look at the actual numbers. So I hope you tried it before you looked at the answer key. whatever. Many people think that gasoline is the most expensive item they put in their car. Now, this is, of course, an average car, the mid-size car, they call them, sedan, costing $33,000 or something like that. And, of course, you know, the costs go much higher for much more expensive cars, lower for cheaper cars, and how many miles you drive depends on how many miles you drive, plus what's the reliability of your car, and this is amortized over 5 years. But when you actually look at the actual cost, you see that it's depreciation that people don't think about. The fact that your car is sitting out on the pavement doing nothing doesn't mean you're not being charged. You are, because the car is losing value every day that it lives until finally it's worth, you know, 10% of what it was worth in 10 years, depending on the vehicle, of course. So it turns out depreciation is more expensive than gasoline. Now, gasoline has gone up quite a bit, and it's gone down, and it goes up, and it goes down, and we need to use less of it. And we noticed in the presentation that we are the world's largest producer now of gasoline, but still, it's expensive to produce, and what other things do you take home and then burn? The next category, interestingly enough, is insurance. Insurance has gotten very expensive lately. Why? Because there are more accidents since the pandemic. It's bizarre. Now, with self-driving cars coming on the horizon, I don't know when, but they're coming, insurance costs should plummet because there's going to be far fewer accidents. Now, when there's an accident with a self-driving car, it's going to make the news and create all kinds of lawsuits. But the reality is that there are going to be far fewer accidents, far fewer deaths in the future. The next category is, Maintenance. Now, of course, when you buy a new car, the first couple of years, there's very little maintenance. And it depends on what kind of car you buy. Check the consumer reports. We discussed who has the most reliable cars, and in the face-to-face class we show the consumer reports data. We can't really put it up on the website because it's copyrighted material, but you can go to the library and check it out. And then the next two in order, very close to one another, are the license, registration, taxes, and the finance charges. So in 2022, the cost of owning and operating a new car, mid-size car, 15,000 miles per year over 5 years, now exceeds over $10,000. I love bicycles. I love my scooter. And eventually, I don't know when, it's going to happen, folks, because of economics. You're not going to need a car. You're going to go outside and call a driverless car to come pick you up. And if you want to be alone, it's going to cost you more than if you carpool with other people. It's going to happen because the technology is going to make it so that it can happen. And it's going to be cheaper than owning your own vehicle. And we didn't even discuss parking, which is a whole other issue. I have a hard time believing this, but the urban planners say for every one car in an urban area, we need 5 parking spaces. Pretty hard to believe. Okay, folks, how much does it cost to own a car? Check out your car on AAA, because every car is different. And if you have a big SUV or a little Econobox, you'll see the different prices and costs.